This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. So, look, I know people in Detroit are very interested in any news as it pertains to one Trey Hendrickson. A reporter out of Cincinnati just tweeted out a quote from Joe Burrow regarding Trey Hendrickson. And this is interesting to me. Here's what Burrow says. We'll see what happens with that. You know how I feel about Trey. He's a guy who deserves to get paid and get paid what he wants and what the market says he deserves. So the follow-up question, and I'm serious here. I'm not trying to be a smartass. Joe, would you redo your contract to free up money?
That's a fair question.
For Trey Hendrickson. Because leagues are really weird in that they cap leagues, players can be very supportive of one another, but there's one piece of pie and everybody gets a slice. Everybody on the roster gets a slice and some get really big pieces of pie, but that takes away the size of the slice of another guy. And Hendrickson's, it's probably, I mean, maybe they value the wide receiver position more no matter what, or it might just be Hendrickson's contract was the last one to come up between Burrow and T. Higgins, and they've kind of run out of cap space for him. So I guess as I look at this, you go, okay, would you give up money? Would you redo a contract that maybe isn't as good for you, but because I assume you also want the best players on your team so you can win. That's what we're all here for, right?
Yeah, you would think so. But, I mean, your premise about them and the Bengals, just the Trent Hendrickson was the last guy on board for them to sign, I don't buy it.
Well, I said it might be. It might be they value their offensive positions more.
It's, I mean, for a team that is so desperate to have a defense because they have none except for Trey Hendrickson, I mean, that guy should have been a priority over signing a second receiver in T. Higgins. There's no question. You could have gotten another receiver for half the money that was going to give you really good production and bring Trey Hendrickson back on a contract he deserves. Instead, you went heavy with the wide receiver room, and now you don't have enough money to spend for Hendrickson. I don't know what the cap rules are always so interesting and expansive. You don't know where they grab the cap space and what really is counts and what doesn't count, and when you can start to restructure contracts, and how does that hurt you down the road? When do you have to pay the piper if you're going to restructure a Joe Burrow contract? Mm-hmm. But you can do it, but there's pain at some point. If Cincinnati feels like their window is now in the next 3 years, Joe Burrow should restructure his contract, and so should Ja'Marr Chase, although he can't because he just signed it. You know, anybody who's making big money needs to do it so you've got a chance here with Trey. And you drafted a rush end as well, right?
Yes.
So
Ja'Marr Stewart.
You got to do something quick. And what you may not be able to do is the term that Hendrickson wants. If he wants more than 2 years, that's going to be hard for Cincinnati to do because everybody else is on the hook too.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what you really don't want your team to do, it's funny because we were just talking about Anzalone next hour, you don't want to have players signed beyond their usefulness.
Correct.
Yeah, and if you start moving money around and kicking it down the road, the players are going to get paid, but they're going to get a big signing bonus up front, but in the end, you know, they're still going to be paid for longer than they otherwise, their contracts will be longer. You almost back yourself into a corner where you know you're going to have some painful contracts when it's all said and done.
Yeah, and the NFL has done, you know, a job with these, with the contracts so that you can cut guys at certain. I mean, these contracts are not fully guaranteed like every other sport is, and they allow for some wiggle room for teams to avoid that, or to expedite when they're going to have to pay things off. It's just every team does it differently. It's almost the unheralded person of an organization is your capologist.
Yep.
Is the guy who can maneuver all that stuff through whatever kind of mathematical gymnastics are involved and make sure that your team is still going to be competitive for years to come.
Yeah. And I mean, you know what? A fan, like from a fan's perspective, a guy can become a hero. If they redo a contract, say, I want to win, I'm going to, quote, give money back so that they can sign guys. I mean, those players to me are like heroes from a fan's perspective. And you go, okay, Joe Burrow signed a 5-year, $275 million contract, $219 million of which is guaranteed. If you give up, it's real easy to give away other people's money. If you give away $20 million of that to help them bring back Trey Hendrickson, that can be added $10 million for 2 years to his contract.
I mean, you're talking about there's a couple of things here, right? There's one to restructure, and there's another to just, I'll take less money. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen. Guys don't take less money, typically. They'll restructure, and they're applauded for restructuring. Hey, he restructured it, freed up some money here. Yeah, he's still getting paid his money. He just restructured it. Turned it into a signing bonus and actually became guaranteed money.
It's a shell game, and
it's a great deal for the guys that make it a big time cash because now it guarantees it.
Well, I bring it up because I wonder if we're ever going to be sitting here looking at Goff's contract and wondering if he can move some money around to help. And Jared, you know, just got paid last year, just got his extension. His cap hit gets pretty sizable, but he's probably going to be the quarterback here for the next 3 years. That's when the first potential out is after the 2027 season. But when he wants some more years on it, and quarterbacks can play a little bit longer and play into your mid-30s, can you give him another year or two and, you know, move some money around? Because we're going to run into that problem. Like that whole list yesterday of 25 players under – best 25 players in the league under the age of 25.
Yep.
When you got five guys on that list, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Also screams – future cap challenges.
Yes.
And, you know, are they going to be able to work some things? And that's where your capologist comes in and starts the shell game.
Can we stagger this? Can we, you know, it's tough.
Yep.
That's a great point. That's a lot of players to be on that list. Mm-hmm. And that's a tribute to what Brad Holmes has done with drafting without question. And hope he keeps doing it.
And be with five under the age of 25. And it didn't include J-Mo and Aiden Hutchinson because they turned 25 before the season starts.
Well, no, it included J-Mo wasn't on because it wasn't.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. Hutchinson was the one that turned 25. J-Mo was outside the top 25. So it doesn't include those two. So they're going to have, you know, in this cap era, this is one of the biggest challenges the team has ever had.
Yeah, and they've already paid two of those five players.
They paid Joseph.
And Sewell.
And Sewell.
Was St. Brown on that list or not?
He was not.
Okay.
Yep.
It was Joseph, Sewell, Branch, Gibbs, and Laporta.
And Gibbs, Branch, and Laporta don't have deals. Hutch and J-Mo don't have deals.
They all will. Well, not all of them will. Hutch will.
Hutch will probably sooner rather than later. But, hey, look, this is a this is life in the big city. This is what it's like. This is what we begged for, is to have a team this good, a GM this good, but they're going to have some challenges. They are going to have some challenges. And there's probably going to be some painful moves in between. It's just like, man, they couldn't keep that guy. Gator, there is news today that indoor golf league.
The TGL?
Yeah. Is going to add a Detroit team.
Yes.
This is the Golf Simulator League that is based out of Florida. You watched more of it than I did.
Yes, I did. I watched a lot of it.
So I have a question. Why?
Initially, I was curious to see what it was going to look like. And was it just simply guys hanging out at a, you know, in a bay at like, you know, one of the golf places, Five Iron Golf or X Golf or whatever. Is that what this is? Which is fine. You know, it's a nice recreational. I enjoy it. But what do I don't enjoy watching people do it. So what was this going to be like? But because it was the scale of what they were doing and that they did adjust on the fly too, you know, hitting into this massive screen instead of hitting into a screen that's 10 feet away from you. There was an appeal to that. The fact that there were professional golfers had some appeal, but really it became about the putting and watching this giant structure morph into a green. Hole by hole, changing its structure right in front of your eyes was really...
You enjoyed it.
I did. I thought that was cool. I didn't love it. I think there are plenty of improvements they can make. I think the commentating needs to be a lot better. They just need to be more interactive because they weren't nearly enough. The competition wasn't the best. These guys weren't... They didn't hit the ball all that well, typically. You saw some amazing shots once you got to the green, guys chipping in and stuff like that. But as far as hitting into the simulator, it left a lot to be desired, but it got better as the year went on.
Does it, the fact that there'll be a team that represents Detroit, does this move the needle at all? Like, are we going to?
Not really, because they're not here. They're not here. You know, what is that? With the Detroit team, and who knows who it's going to be, but it will be here for what, 2027, I guess? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what this league is going to look like in 2 years, if it's still going to be around or not, to have the added team. Are they going to build more facilities like the one that they have at the community college, wherever it is that they have it, at Palm Beach, or I forget where it is? Are they going to have more facilities like that throughout the country, or is this just going to be concentrated in Florida like it was because it's the beginning of the golf season, lots of tournaments take place in Florida, so when guys are done with the tournament on Sunday, going to this venue to play on a Monday or a Tuesday, they can handle that.
Well, I only have one suggestion that would probably make me a little bit more interested. I hope the Detroit team's nickname is the Thunder Nuggets.
Fair enough.
Yep. 248-539-9797. All right, over-unders for every NFL team. One major publication predicts the over or the under for every team. We will get to that today at 1:20 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, all the female sports fans out there, Tuesdays are the day for you at Twin Peaks. Grab your friends and join them every Tuesday at Twin Peaks for the ladies' night. $4 Happy Dads, Twisted Teas, Mimosas, House Long Islands, Margaritas, and Sangria. $5 Lemon Drop Martinis, Green, White, and Orange Tea Shots, 10-ounce Draft Ciders, 20% off all food, half off all wine. What better way to enjoy all the hockey and basketball playoff action? You even get Detroit battling St. Louis tonight. Baseball action. Make sure you get there early for the front row seat to all the action. Why go to Twin Peaks for sports? Why not enjoy all of it with the wall-to-wall TVs, the coldest draft beer in the country, like this month's featured beer, Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Not to mention, hands down, the best bar food in the state. And there's also the beautiful Twin Peaks girls serving it all up. Come see the difference today. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. We like data here on the show, and the question is this data particularly relevant, and should it reshape how Detroit is going to do things in the offseason? We'll get to that today at 1:31. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We still got people texting in about me romanticizing and thinking I when I'm done with this, I might want to be a truck driver, a long haul truck driver. And, you know, there's some support out there for me, but most people think I'm crazy, including the truck drivers themselves. Although one truck driver said he enjoyed the first 20 years. And he said maybe it wasn't 20.
So the first 20.
Yeah.
But he also said that that was his dream to do.
From an unnamed texter, you'll be exhausted from driving, watching for other idiots, need to make deadlines, non-healthy food. Next text, I'd pay to see Doug order at a truck stop. Everyone eating steak and potatoes, and here comes an order for kale and cucumber water. Doug and Gator should be a tag team truck duo. You in?
No, because you'll make me drive and you'll sleep the whole time.
That's only happened twice.
Yeah, right.
Rick, I just got my car and turned on the radio and I hear Doug is a truck driver now. I almost crashed my car. Joe in a big truck text. Tell me you're not a trucker without telling me you're not a trucker. When you're a trucker, all you see is the road. When you're done with one load, your broker already has another one waiting for you. You work 14 hours on, 10 hours off. No time for tourism. Besides, you're not going to be able to drive to the attractions with a tractor trailer. So I'm bringing my bike. Bringing my bike.
You know, you still have to put the semi-truck somewhere.
Yeah, I'll park it somewhere and get on my bike and ride to where I want to be. Get a sweat in and go find some food I can eat. Look, if I have to park it on an interstate, I got big problems because I'm not biking along the interstate, but I'll find alternatives.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Over-unders for every NFL team. Will they go over or under? Shall I start with Detroit?
You shall.
Okay. It's done alphabetically, and there's a lot here, so give me one moment, please. The Detroit Lions over-under is 10.5. This expert, and should you bet the over or the under? Prediction, over 10.5. Don't worry too much about the Lions going into a season with former coordinators Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. Without former coordinators Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, Coach Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes are still around, and they stuck to their successful blueprint of adding tough players on both sides of the trenches. The depth on the offensive line and defensive front should pay off again in 2025. Over 10.5 on the Lions.
I agree.
Okay. Next team you want to hear.
Philadelphia.
The Philadelphia Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champ. NFC East, their over-under is set at 11.5. Prediction, over. Always beware of fatigued Super Bowl teams, but there's plenty of youth on this team. Some that will be counted on to replace the veterans that left during free agency, including Josh Sweat and Milton Williams. The Eagles have a difficult schedule, but they have the benefit of leaning on a stout offensive line and a star running back, Saquon Barkley.
The Washington Commanders.
The Washington Commanders. Their total's 9.5. Prediction,
over.
Over. This could be a tough bet to hit because of the Commanders' difficult schedule, but there's no denying this team got better after the surprising trip to the NFC Championship game. Jaden Daniels will get to throw to Deebo Samuel, and his blind side will be protected by Laremy Tunsil. The defense could use another pass rusher, but the secondary should be better this season, especially with Marshawn Lattimore getting a full off season in Washington.
Green Bay.
The Green Bay Packers. Find Green Bay here. They're over-under set at 9.5. Prediction, under. The Packers had a strange offseason plan, going with a surplus of wide receivers instead of addressing the needs on the defensive front. By drafting two receivers, Green Bay made it clear it wasn't pleased with the wideouts from last year, but there could also be an argument for Jordan Love failing to elevate his teammates during a shaky year to his starters.
The Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears, their over-under is set at 8.5. Prediction, under.
Oh.
The Bears have again been widely crowned as offseason winners, but they didn't exactly gain much trust after being one of the biggest disappointments of 2024. Until this franchise, which hasn't made the playoffs since 2020, builds a foundation for a true contender, it's best to expect Chicago to underperform. Yes, the Bears should have better protection for Caleb Williams after the additions of Joe Tooney, Jonah Jackson, and Drew Dahlman. But many roster moves were also made last season by GM Ryan Poles, and it didn't translate onto the field. Perhaps Coach Ben Johnson could put the pieces together in his first season.
I think the Bears are going to be better than 8.5.
Well, they got them as an under.
How about the AFC? Let's go to Baltimore.
The Baltimore Ravens. Their over-under is set at 11.5. Prediction, over. At some point, you think the Ravens will break through the wall that they've hit the past few seasons in the AFC postseason. It's tough to tell whether this is the year Lamar Jackson gets to the Super Bowl, but the Ravens have at least proven to be a consistent winner. Baltimore's won at least 10 games in 5 of Jackson's 6 years as starter, including 12 wins last season and 13 the year before. Don't expect this loaded team to stop contending.
Buffalo.
Over-under set at 11.5. Prediction, over. Similar to the Ravens, the Bills have to get over the playoff hump, but just like Jackson, Josh Allen can also be counted on to produce 10 wins on a consistent basis. Buffalo's actually won at least 13 games in 3 of the last 5 seasons. Reigning MVP won't enjoy many offensive upgrades, but Buffalo should be better on the defensive side, adding veteran edge rusher Joey Bosa and drafting cornerback Maxwell Harrison.
Taylor Swift's favorite team?
The Kansas City Chiefs. One moment, please. This took up a lot of paper. 11.5, prediction under. The Chiefs will again be contenders, but they have had many breaks go their way, piling up one-score victories for an impressive 15-2 record last season. They might not be as lucky as last season, and after a dismal Super Bowl showing, this veteran-filled team probably isn't interested in going all out in the regular season for the sake of clinching a one seed.
All right, last one I'm going to say is Los Angeles, the Rams.
Los Angeles Rams, the total set at 9.5. They predict an over. Rams appear to be one of the better teams in the NFC after signing wide receiver Devontae Adams. If Matthew Stafford has another productive season, this talented team could contend with the Eagles and Lions in the conference. Los Angeles also has the benefit of playing 4 games against the subpar AFC South. So I think it's interesting. I get the sense here that really we're looking at a top-heavy league again. Like there's going to be a lot of haves and a lot of have-nots because there's a lot of overs here being predicted. And you have to do the math. Not everybody's going to go over, right?
Correct.
Do you like making these bets, these future bets, season-long bets?
No.
I don't either.
Because I don't have the patience to wait it out. Yet, I'm thinking, I don't know if we can do this, but can you parlay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Play several of these, and that would make it more interesting to me.
I don't think you can. I could be wrong.
I don't know if you can or can't, but the parlay bet is, it's, of course, in a lot of cases, the sucker bet, depending on how deep you go. But to me, it does make it more interesting to gamble.
Yep.
Because you get odds on it.
All right. Should this data point the Gator found change Detroit's approach to the offseason? We will get to that coming up today at 1:31 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, if you're in the market for new garage doors, there's only one place to call. It's Precision Garage Door Service. I'm telling you firsthand, I had them come out to my house a couple of years ago. I needed new garage doors. They were my first call because they'd been out to my house before to help me with some repairs. And they said, listen, down the road, you need new doors? Call us. I did. It was awesome. They walked me through the entire process, went through all the options, and now I have beautiful new garage doors, and I am happy. Now, for you, give them a call because they can get it installed in as little as 24 hours. Why? They've got a warehouse chock full of these garage doors. They're amazing. They got the equipment ready to go right now, and all calls are answered 24/7 by an actual live person. Plus, they offer the industry's leading warranty. It's called the Precision Promise. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can check them out and schedule an appointment online that works for you at precisiondoormi.com. Again, the number, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or go to the web, precisiondoormi.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Tigers back in action tonight. Tarik Skubal takes the hill for Detroit, 4-2 on the year with a 2.67 ERA. He did give up five runs his last time out, but has been really, really good. And oddly, very oddly, they didn't win his first two starts of the year, which had us going, wait, what? But then he settled in to be the dominant guy he's totally capable of. Coming off of last night's lackluster performance, I mean, I guess the problem was both offense and pitching. Hopefully they'll score some runs. Because you score some runs for Skubal, I mean, it's not a guaranteed win, but you got to like your chances to win. Have to like your chances to win.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, so, Skubal gives you that opportunity, and let's get back to the winning ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to lose a game.
It's okay to lose a game.
And you're going to lose an occasional series.
They aren't going to win them all the rest of the season.
No, so, but let's get back at it tonight, yep. Win this game.
All right, so you found something. And it's just, okay, do we consider this moving forward? Who reported this?
So Drew Livingstone, who's executive producer somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
he's an Avs fan. Used to work at Sportsnet. Tweeted out, he said, reminder regarding the Stanley Cup playoffs. With no player with an average annual value over $10 million has ever won the Stanley Cup. Depth wins. And then Jay Fresh Hockey tweeted out, and this is a guy who's got over 125,000 followers on Twitter. He tweeted out just kind of a graph or a chart that shows the salary cap has increased over time. It mentions play. It has like the year in the one column, the highest paid player on that team that year that won the Stanley Cup, their cap hit percentage, and that it also includes what their cap hit equivalent would be, which is interesting because it lets you know that players that have a value of over $10 million, even though they played in an era where that wasn't happening, they have won the Stanley Cup every year that happened. However, factually, no team that has a player that makes over $10 million has won the Stanley Cup yet. So the closest that came was last year Florida had a couple players making $10 million that are also making $10 million this year, but not over.
Over. It's over $10 million. So is that – sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so when you look at the final four teams here in the playoffs, Dallas doesn't have a player that makes over $10 million, but they're in the Stanley Cup – they're in the semifinals here.
Yep.
The matchup between Florida, as I mentioned, they've got a couple players, but they're not making over 10.
They're not making over.
And Carolina doesn't have anybody that makes over 10. Edmonton is the only team that has a player making over 10, and it's Connor McDavid. So this could very well be another year that that doesn't happen. This will likely be the last year that this is true.
So does this mean you don't sign Mitch Marner? Does this mean you're better off? Because if the argument is depth wins, for the price you can get Mitch Marner, you can get two good players in free agents. If you're going to spend that kind of money, and who knows who we're talking,
right.
12, 13, 14 million, I don't know. Do you try and get two players or maybe even three players for that same money?
Well, I'd rather spend the money on Marner, spend money on another player, and then fill up the rest of your roster with prospects that aren't making anything. That's what I'd like to see happen with this team. When you bring in guys like Danielson and Brandzik Nygaard and Sandin Pelikka, these big three prospects they have, along with Carter Mazur and perhaps Amadeus Lombardi. I mean, that's five players right there. Or it's actually four players. No, it's five players. That's five players that are going to make, what, $2.5 million total?
I think if I'm already anticipating getting a text from my hockey guys that are in the league saying, that's a massive ask for your young players to come up and be ready and be able to win with them.
It is. But because the other part of this team is concentrated with a really good core of players that are just getting better and better each year, mm-hmm. when you look at Seider and Edvinson and Marco Kasper and Lucas Raymond as that core group, yeah, I like that. In addition that you've got Dylan Larkin and you've got DeBrincat and you can bring back Patrick Kane, and I would bring back Patrick Kane, you're starting to realize, wait a minute, we can go somewhere. Because what you're doing is getting rid of the guys on the team over the last year that just weren't really producing, and you're replacing those with guys that you're hoping can produce, at least to that level. So I'm all for it. I want to see that. You know, do we need to see guys like Joe Valeno, they moved on from Tyler Mott. We don't need to see Tyler Mott, right? And Christian Fisher and Austin Watson, all these guys that were playing on the bottom, you know, the bottom six forwards, you can refresh the bottom six forwards as long as it comes with stuff that you need. You need some grit. Well, Nygaard plays with grit.
Yeah, but if he's not ready.
If he's not ready, he's not ready. Fair enough. This is what I'm looking forward to. And I think that they've got a lot of players that they can bring in. And you bring in the best three of the six. And replace guys that you're going to drop, and you don't need to replace in free agency with having, oh, we need another $3 million player. Go with this guy because it frees up the money that you can go get somebody else. Who's the guy from Florida that we mentioned yesterday?
Reinhardt.
It was Bennett. Bennett. Bennett.
Yep. Sorry.
So if you can sign, let's say you bring in Sam Bennett and you bring in Mitch Marner. It's a lot of money to spend on those two guys. Yes, I think you can, because combined, I don't know if those two guys get to $20 million, but probably close to it. And I think this team has $24 million in cap space, something like that.
Well, that would certainly change the expectation. The floor would be more than just make the playoffs.
And it's a move that also allows you to still bring to develop these younger players.
You'd be expecting a lot for the young guys to fill out those bottom six spots, but
I'm expecting a lot of the top guys to be the top guys.
So Mitch Marner spoke today, media briefing with the media in Toronto, and I'm going to go with Pierre LeBrun. Let me see here. He's got 858,000 followers.
Okay.
Mitch Marner says things are still too fresh after losing game 7. Isn't ready yet to comment on the future. Needs to sit down with his wife and discuss all over the next couple of weeks. So that's the latest from Mitch Marner.
So he grew up just outside Toronto, in the town of Markham, Ontario, along with his wife. They knew each other in high school. They grew up high school sweethearts. So there
Gator's been stalking Mitch Marner.
No, it's just, well, yeah, in a way.
Kind of.
But people have said one of the big negatives, he's never going to want to leave Toronto. Well, the fans booed him when he was touching the puck at the end of the series. Because they don't think he's the answer. They like the grittier, younger players they have that they're worried that they could lose to a restricted free agent offer sheet. Mm-hmm. So I could see that. I don't think Toronto's going to, they're not going to be able to come out and say, we'll pay you $12 million. I don't think they can do that because they're going to have to pay other guys on their roster to give them bigger contracts just to hang on to them rather than lose them to offer sheets. So we'll see what happens. Maybe he has an undying love for Toronto, wants to stay there. But what's Detroit, 4 or 5 hours away from Toronto?
Yeah, it's not like he's going cross-country.
Right.
I feel like the biggest sell is convincing any of these guys that this is a team you want to be a part of. I hope that they've had enough young players that, you know, are people excited about playing with Lucas Raymond? Are they excited about playing with Dylan Larkin? Dylan Larkin seemed like a really good teammate and productive player at the Four Nations thing. Does that help draw in players? I mean, you start looking at the case we're building. If everybody's money is the same, how do you get a guy to come to Detroit? How do you get a guy to agree that this is the place you want to be? I mean, you have to win a recruiting battle, if you will. Old school recruiting battle. And does Detroit sell, you know, for blue liners, play with Moe Seider?
Yeah, I would think so. You go back to the 2023 All-Star game, and Costa was saying this on the air yesterday in the morning show, that when Mitch Marner was paired with Dylan Larkin, that they accounted for 5 goals together. They played just fine together. That's really cool to see. So there's a little bit of a familiarity, albeit it's an All-Star game, but there is some familiarity. Dylan Larkin is more of a scorer than Marner is. Marner's a guy who's going to pass you the puck so you score. He has big-time assist totals over the years, and he's a good goal scorer, but it's more modest. You know, he's going to get 25 to 30 goals, but he's going to pump in 60 assists, and he's going to get 90-plus points. He's a point-of-game guy even better than that. He'd be perfect for this team.
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, the Memorial Day deals are going on all month long at Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Lease a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for just $282 a month for 24 months with $1,999 down. $282. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights. 877-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive. With GM employee discount and Chevy lease in the household, 10,000 miles per year plus taxes and fees with approved credit, offer ends June 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. It's Karsh and Anderson, 248-539-9797. Talking a little bit about this tweet that no player that makes more than $10 million, more than $10 million, has ever won a Stanley Cup. Red Wings seem like they might be in a market for a player that would fit that description. But does it make sense when you can spend the money on depth? Valid question. Let's go to Shane in Oxford. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Shane?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good.
You mentioned a great point about depth. That's another thing I want to talk about. You know, if you look at the Wings, they're always really – they come out strong. I think that's due to coaching. The guys get them ready. I think they got a lot of heart. You know, they come out real strong, but they always taper off in that second or third period because they just are worn out. They lack toughness, obviously. We talked about that. If you look at Florida, they've led every year pretty much for the last two or three years in hits. I mean, can you imagine the Wings playing these guys in playoff hockey? I mean, our guys would just get beat down. So, you know, with that, I think a Marner might be great, a Bennett if we can get him too. But we're still missing that tough defenseman. I know that goes against the Iser plan, if you will. We need more toughness, maybe put Watson in the lineup more shine. But, again, I just think that these guys in Toronto, they have no chemistry. They've been through coaching changes. They've been through GMs. They just don't have that chemistry. They don't have the heart that Detroit has. So I'm just kind of interested to hear what you guys have to say about that.
I think the Red Wings do have some tough defensemen. Mo Sider's as tough as it comes. Simon Edvinson is learning to play like that. Ben Sherrod has actually been a plus player for the Red Wings on defense.
Absolutely.
And that's half your defensive core right there. They don't all have to be like that. When you bring up guys like Sandin Pelikka, who's a puck-carrying defenseman, an offensive-minded guy, I'm looking forward to that. Johansson, he's got better as the season went on. And actually, even Gustafson, who he's not tough, he's not one of the tough guys, but Gustafson got better when they had a chance to work with him with the new coaching staff. He wasn't very good before.
Yeah.
But after, it seemed like the last couple months of the season, he did play better. But you can always, you always want to have bigger and tougher on the blue line. You always want to see that.
Yep.
I'm not sure if that
comes
from
corners real hard.
What's that?
I said I watch the guys go in the corner a lot, and you know, like a Petrie, they'll kind of hold back a little bit. I mean, I hope he's gone. Thanks a lot.
Well, he's a free agent.
He's gone. So yeah, just good points. You guys have a great show. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the phone call. 248-539-9797.
The other thing that I don't think you discount is will Steve Yzerman be wheeling and dealing and trading players?
He moved some guys
to get rid of some salary.
We've had so much discussion about trade deadlines the last few years and no big moves. And his commitment to his guys that he drafted runs deep.
Yes.
And it's something that he has said. I mean, he basically said without as many words, if you saw the deals that were on the table and what people wanted, you'd say no too. He loves his guys. He doesn't want to make a bad deal just to make a deal. But at some point, you know, if you can't add the talent in free agency, can you get better through a trade. And as you get better, more free agents want to come play for you. I mean, it's something that I hear you. He could be making a trade. Because, I mean, whenever you look up at their organizational rankings, they always rank very high. Somewhere in the top three, just about every outlet has the Red Wings. So.
Yeah, and, you know, if you want to look for more cap space to, because you got big plans on signing other players, you can try to move some other guys. And maybe, you know, it's not easy to move a contract that's, let's just for a name, let's throw it out there, like JT Compher when he's making $5 million. But it's easier to move JT Compher and his $5 million contract if you pair it with some draft picks.
Okay, so a couple things here. We're still getting feedback on Alex Anzalone and whether or not they need to give him a new contract. There's not, I want to be clear here, Alex Anzalone is not complaining. There's been some hinting on social media. There's been some reporting on this, but it seems like a lot of linebackers are getting paid this offseason. And his production the last few years stacks up pretty well with a lot of these guys. Here's the feedback we're getting. I'm not paying one of the least valuable positions on the field with inside linebacker that's on the wrong side of 30 any sort of significant money, just flat out. So the question is more, I mean, is $6 million significant money? It really isn't. Is $8.5 million significant money? Like if they, at the end of their free agency, they get close to the season and they go, okay, we got $2.5 million. We got an extra $7 million here. We want to save some for the trade deadline. We'll rip up his contract and give him a couple million boost.
Give him an extension, do the funny stuff.
Voidable years.
Yeah, do all that, give him money up front. And yeah, I hope they do.
I mean, but he used the term significant money. I don't think anybody's talking about significant money. Fred Warner just got significant money.
Yeah, he's with $21 million a year. And who's the other one? Nick Bolton, who got $15 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny money, but...
Right, but yes. So
we're talking about. We're not talking about that for Anzalone. Next one, are we seriously talking about paying a guy who's already under contract? I'm not in the business of wasting cap space. He signed the contract. Don't you think you make enough? Tough. I don't care. You don't manage with your emotions.
All right, hot shot. So in your job, if you saw the people getting hired in new or whatever, that they do the same job as you do, and they're getting paid twice as much, you're okay. You're not going to go say, hey, wait a minute.
I agreed to work here at this salary.
Yeah, I'm
he
fine.
He says he agreed to work at that salary. Look, I'm not nearly as tough as he is. But I kind of understand the argument.
I understand the argument, and I used to be on that side of the argument.
And we're trying to win a Super Bowl. The more cap space we have, like I don't even like what I said about, hey, we've got $7 million. Let's give up a couple million for a new contract. Let's give it to Anzalone to take it out of possible bank we'd have during the trade deadline. I don't even like doing that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but if you believe like that text does, then you don't like the Sewell extension. You don't like Kirby Joseph extension. No, you don't like the St. Brown extension because those guys were all signed.
Right.
You don't
they
like
were golf all under extension. Contract. Yeah. Yep. You're right. Yep. Well, hey, man, the fact is they don't have to do anything, and I don't expect them to do anything anytime soon with Alex Anzalone. So. Rico Beard has sauntered in. Hello, sir.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
You good today?
Good.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Cool. Anything exciting going on a Monday night in your household last night?
No.
Nothing
exciting.
No life in the fast lane stories you can tell us?
Jeez, no. I wish. I guess I was a boring person last
night. It's a Monday. It's hard to get.
Yeah, just went out there and... Like, I did a good job with the lawn over the weekend.
Did you? You liked it?
Yeah.
Looking good? Top notch?
Yeah, the first wave of new grass is coming in nicely.
I participated in a school fundraiser. High school baseball program does a mulch sale where you will get your mulch, you buy from us, and we deliver it.
Oh.
So I had to go get a U-Haul rental truck, load it with 437 bags of mulch, and then drive around delivering it to people.
I wish I would have known.
Well, it's kind of a confined area. I think you're probably outside the delivery area, but
Doug, that's not how I'm hearing it. But I'm gonna let that go. I'm gonna let that go.
Are you saying we only deliver to white people? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe not for you and your kind, but no. And then I've just been fascinating just following the prison break in New Orleans.
Yes, we were talking about it.
And it's like, yes, these are bad people, but you're like, okay, are you going to get away with it?
Are they going to get away with it?
I kind of heard you guys talking about, you know, living in the woods. I think that's to be the worst place to go.
The woods?
You're trapped. I mean, the cops are just, and like Jansen is 6'7". Somebody's going to be like, Bigfoot lives in the woods.
Yeah, but they won't.
Everybody says Bigfoot lives in the woods. They don't really investigate it.
He's, he would stand out a little bit, but, you know, you'd have to, because you can't.
Like he's kind of, he's the one that has the skills to survive.
See, Costa, yes, to me, is the one that I think could just blend in.
Why is that? He's got a blendable. He's got a blendable face.
He's just kind of vanilla. He could just kind of go with the flow, wherever it is. He doesn't stand out anyway.
Appearance wise,
yes.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
What
way to put that?
No, I mean, hey, yeah, okay. I escape and I'm going to some place like Utah or your neighborhood, Doug. I think I'm going to stand out.
Wow,
he's
my neighborhood.
Right over
pretty,
there.
Pretty diverse.
He's right over there.
Yeah. It's weird though.
I know who you're looking for. I know who it is.
Yeah, he's there.
I think every guy has thought about this though. What's my plan if I'm on the run?
Yeah, I've never thought about going to Utah. Should that be in my thought process? Should I think about if I'm going to go on a lamb, go to Utah?
Yeah. Go out to Yellowstone, go out someplace. Like for me, I think I probably, I'd just go work on like one of those fishing boats where everybody's a suspect and they just don't care.
You want to be Bubba Gump?
Yeah. And then you know what? One day when you go to port and it's a place you want to stay, you just don't go back to the boat.
You just get off and kick back.
And now you're Andy Dufresne.
Have a great show.
Thanks.
Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.